This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks closed lower on Friday after another hotter-than-expected inflation reading undermined the case for interest rate cuts. The S&P 500 dipped 0.5% in the wake of another record closing high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite dropped 0.8%. The Producer Price Index, a key gauge measuring wholesale inflation, jumped 0.3% in January from the prior month, compared with the 0.1% rise expected by economists. The market was on a roller coaster ride this week as a series of mixed data prompted investors to keep reassessing their view of the U.S. economy, Federal Reserve policy thinking, and the timing of interest rate cuts. The Dow sank 500 points just a day after notching an all-time high as a surprisingly hot consumer inflation report spurred a rout earlier this week. Stocks have made up their deep losses after a steep decline in retail sales, putting weekly wins within reach for the Dow and the S&P 500. In earnings-related moves, Coinbase shares surged over 14% after the crypto exchange posted its first quarterly profit in 2 years. Applied Materials stock price jumped over 9% as investors welcomed signs of a chip sector rebound in the machinery maker's upbeat forecast. Roku stock sank more than 20% on Friday as weakness in the advertising market and competition from tech giants like Amazon weighed on investor sentiment. As Yahoo Finance's Alexandra Canal notes, Roku posted better-than-expected Q4 top and bottom line results with double-digit gains in both accounts and hours streamed. However, the company slightly missed guidance estimates for gross profit in the current quarter. While the ad market has rebounded for big tech companies, smaller players haven't reaped the benefits. We remain mindful of near-term challenges in the macro environment and an uneven ad market recovery, the company said in its shareholder letter. Roku shares are down about 17% year-to-date. And commercial real estate has been hit hard amid a pandemic shift to work from home. Fortunately, the office market may have reached a bottom, according to commercial real estate brokerage CBRE. CBRE said that it's optimistic the worst is over, particularly for Class A properties, which bring in the bulk of its leasing revenue. Distress in this commercial real estate sector has pressured property managers and lenders such as New York Community Bancorp in recent weeks. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.